All right, so writing this play for you was a pretty huge undertaking considering the time that you had. Can you just talk about that?
The time I had? Sure. I usually exhaustively research everything I do. I write a lot about history, and I write a lot about subjects that I'm not familiar with going in. And when David, my co-writer, and I were accepted into this festival, it gave us a very hard deadline, so I had to do very, very quick research into a whole bunch of subjects that the circus and the life of Thomas Edison and Coney Island history, things I knew nothing about. It really forced me to focus my process and really make editorial choices very, very quickly. That's actually been a big benefit. It's actually taught me a lot.
Okay, so Dave, like, thinks the world of you, man. He was saying you're, like, the modern-day Herman Melville. What was it like to work with him?
Oh, it's been great. I've known David since the 90s, and I've been a huge fan of his work. I find it so humane and so funny and actually very different than mine in many ways, which was one of the attractions about collaborating on a piece of material with him. We basically staked out different sections of this material. I was drawn to a couple of characters, Thomas Edison and a circus character named Whitey, who was Topsy the Elephant's handler. And I said, well, I want to claim these two characters. I'm going to go off and write them. And David sort of went off and figured out what moved him about the story. And then we decided to kind of come together late in the process and see what we each brought to the table. So, I mean, I think that I have a tendency to be a little bit intellectualized and analytical in my stuff, and certainly the Thomas Edison material I wrote is like that. And David brought, his writing brings a really much needed lightness in spots and where it's sorely needed to balance the sort of darkness of my story, and just a really, really human aspect throughout. And I think they actually, I'm surprised at how well his material and my material marry.
Who do you think would enjoy this production the most, and why?
Well, I think, you know, everybody I've mentioned this project to, young, old, New Yorker, non-New Yorker, history buff, non-history buff, has, when I've mentioned to them, you know, this is a story about Thomas Edison electrocuting an elephant to death, their eyes sort of bug out. Some people have kind of vaguely heard of it, some people haven't. But everybody is really, really fascinated and touched and moved by it. I kind of think that there's something for everybody who wants to come in and see this show. Certainly anybody who loves New York or New York lore, it will be a huge fan of the show. I mean, there's a ton of it is about Coney Island. Anybody who has a love of history or anybody who really is curious as to this sort of underknown, kind of infamous little pocket of New York history will certainly find a lot to enjoy in this show.
During your research, when you were finding out all this information and stuff, what do you think surprised you the most about this?
You know, I was actually really surprised. You know, I'm an animal lover, and our relationship with animals, I think, has thankfully changed in the 111 years since this incident took place. I was researching, I looked at many, many, many newspapers that covered this event, and there were some op-eds in the newspaper that condemned the execution of Topsy, but there were many other newspaper accounts that actually went on and on and on about how wicked she was, how mad, you know, she was mad, she was insane, she was a bad elephant, and it really, to a large subset of the population, it seemed like it was absolutely no big deal at all to be, you know, chaining an elephant in public, you know, at the site of a future amusement park and gathering thousands of people around to watch it go down. I mean, it just seemed so macabre to me thinking about that nowadays. I was really surprised, actually, that there wasn't more sort of foment against this event. I was looking over the news stories today. We're going into rehearsal. I'm looking at some sections, and it really struck me how some people really called for her death in no uncertain terms. It always shocks me every time I read those stories.
Were you surprised at all that, like, you know, Thomas Edison was, like, I mean, the Bill Gates, essentially, of that generation played such a huge role in this?
I absolutely was. I mean, that was the sort of, you know, that's the sort of hook. You know, Edison, this is an event in Edison's life that is not publicized. I read a couple of pretty weighty biographies of Edison, and the first thing I did was flip forward to this, you know, where I would hope some justification for this event would be, and I found absolutely nothing. It's sort of been expunged from his, children's book, you know, what we all know of, you know, grow up knowing about Thomas Edison. It absolutely surprised me. And, I mean, that's, of course, you know, for an audience and a writer alike, getting to the bottom of how could he be involved in such an act was sort of the hook that really brought me in as a writer, and I'm sure will engage audiences if they come to see the show.
How did you bring out all of those qualities in your Edison?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Edison is a really sort of a man with many kind of identities, and I think that he's sort of one of those characters who's a little bit enigmatic at his core. He, as I read about him, he loved to sort of play act different sides of his persona. There was this folksy American genius side, you know, the sort of ho-hum, off-shucks kind of guy. But then there was also this absolutely ruthless businessman who had a legal team in place who, you know, sort of shut down all people who would try to infringe upon his work and things like that. And then there was also, you know, the side of him that was filled with regret for a few things. Not the Topsy incident necessarily itself, but having to do with what they call the War of the Currents, which is sort of involved in our story, where he was battling George Westinghouse with direct current versus alternating current. It's one of the things that he actually went on record as being really, really, he thinks he was wrong about in the end. So, I mean, when I was writing Edison, and it's a sort of, you know, not Shakespearean, but a kind of opportunity to show a character who had many, many facets. And, you know, you see everything I just mentioned, every side of his personality, you see it throughout the play. He comes on as a sort of folksy genius guy, and then he's taken to task for the execution of Topsy. And he shows these, you know, he slowly reveals these other sides of himself. And credit to the actor, John Thomas Waite, who's playing Edison, because he's really bringing all of those shades out really, really beautifully.
I was just going to say, too, how difficult was it to pick your Edison?
Well, that was, again, I have to thank my co-writer David and sort of Kismet in this case. We were, you know, that's the big question when you're doing a play that revolves around Edison. Who do you cast as Edison? And I think the story is that David met John Thomas Waite socially. He met him in a theater. They were seeing a show together. And David asked a friend of his that he was with, he said, "Well, that guy really looks like Edison to me. Do you know him? And is he a good actor?" And the friend said, "Yeah, he really is great." And so we nabbed him. We sort of, you know, and he had a hole in his schedule. It seemed, you know, it's one of those things that happens sometimes in casting where things absolutely slot into place. And he just came in, and from, I wasn't able to be at the first reading, but of the play where JT was reading, but I got a frenzy of text messages that night saying, "Oh my God, you won't believe it. He's absolutely perfect." Because they had cast him sight unseen. I'd seen pictures of him, but I hadn't met him. So, yeah, it just happened to work out that way beautifully.
Hey, lastly, how do you want this play to affect people?
You know, this is a story that people really don't know about. And we've really taken pains, David and I, to show all sides of what might have led up to this event and what the people involved in the event, directly or tangentially, how it affected them. And so if people walk away understanding a little bit more about not only the specifics of this event, which is interesting enough in itself, but, you know, maybe how getting an insight into how people commit, are led to commit acts that are just this side of unimaginable. I think that's what we're trying to get at, how people can do things that they will later regret and why at the time it might seem like the only choice for them to make. I think if people walk out of the theater having gotten some glimpses to that, I'll be happy that we've done our job.